This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Tonight, it's a battle royale.
Harry and Meghan feel they have nothing to lose.
What to expect from their explosive tell-all with Oprah?
Well, so many things.
Plus, Aaron Rodgers ready for baby? His fast-track plan for fatherhood with fiancée Shailene Woodley.
That's what's most exciting to me.
Then, Chris Harrison keeping his job?
Right. Will Chris be going back to work?
Only we're with the man counseling him through the Bachelor controversy. And Coming to America is finally out.
What did you just say?
And Eddie Murphy has a big announcement.
I'm serious. Do you think I'm playing?
E.T. starts now.
Just two more days to what could be Oprah's most highly anticipated interview ever.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Her Harry and Meghan sit down. Listen, have you popped a popcorn?
I got you.
I need a big old tin.
Yeah, a big tin and a bottle of Chardonnay. It's going to be that good, everybody. And we found out what to expect.
What is right about this time?
Well, so many things. That we're on the other side of a lot of life experience mm-hmm. that's happened. And also that we have the ability to make our own choices.
I think at this point, Harry and Meghan feel they have nothing to lose.
Meghan signaled she's ready to tell all. And in a new preview released today, she says she was silenced by the firm when Oprah asked for an interview back in 2018.
I couldn't have said yes to you then. That wasn't my choice to make. So as an adult who lived a really independent life, to then go into this construct that is different than mm-hmm. I think what people imagine it to be. It's really liberating to be able to just make a choice on your own and just be able to speak for yourself.
Speaking up for Meghan today, her celeb friends, including former Suits co-star Patrick J. Adams, he tweeted, "Find someone else to admonish, berate, and torment. My friend Meghan is way out of your league." Patrick thought the royals would, quote, stop sharpening the knives after Archie was born, but says instead the hunt continued.
They're sick of seeing the same narratives come out of the British media time and time again that are so at odds with the person that they know.
Also standing by Meghan, Halle Berry, who tweeted, "It still protect black women." And Gabrielle Union posted this Sure Jan gif above the initial report that broke the bullying claims.
There is something to think about the timing of all of this.
I'm sure Meghan would want for it to be investigated too, because I think on their side, it's quite clear that they feel that that was not the case. Mm-hmm. I've personally never come across anyone talk about bullying.
Author Omid Scobie, who co-wrote the Meghan and Harry biography, Finding Freedom, says Meghan will talk about the issue of race with Oprah. And as for the Queen,
But it won't be easy for her to see this interview air. She's very protective about the image of the crown. Certainly with Prince Philip in hospital at the same time, this is becoming quite a difficult year for her. But listen, the Queen has been through a lot worse. She's been through two wars, a pandemic. So I think Harry and Meghan telling all is going to be a walk in the park.
Can a new baby heal things?
I'm sure Harry and Meghan having a second child will be a moment that brings everyone closer together. This interview that Harry and Meghan are doing with Oprah is really to put a lot of this stuff to bed.
We knew at their wedding that Oprah was going to get this interview one day. I'm so happy for her.
Listen, Oprah was rocking back and forth at the wedding. She just was new and she was in peace. All right, well, she has another big event to celebrate. Her man, Stedman, turns 70 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Stedman.
Yo, let's hop on a Zoom, Stedman, have some cocktails.
Oh, listen to you.
Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley just got engaged, but he's already thinking baby.
What?
I'm recently engaged, so I've been enjoying that part of my life. The next great challenge will be being a father, I think.
The 37-year-old Packers quarterback made it clear on Instagram he's ready to have kids with fiance Shailene, but not just yet.
Maybe not in the immediate future, but definitely something that I really look forward to.
Just last week, Shailene gave a glimpse of her engagement ring with Jimmy Fallon, and these two are a testament that opposites attract.
Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls, yeah!
Another couple living their best lives, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. This smile says it all. The new mom and her man hit the shores of Hawaii with six-month-old daughter Daisy. Katie isn't due back on Idol until mid-April, and our source says she's already thinking about more babies one day, but right now, quote, they're just enjoying the moment and spending time with Daisy and each other, and they have no plans yet to reschedule their wedding. Now to Jason Sudeikis, who's moving on from ex Olivia Wilde with his Ted Lasso co-star and British model Keeley Hazel.
This is Ted. Howdy.
Here he is with a duffel, or overnight bag maybe, leaving her London flat. That same day, Keeley was spotted in what is now his iconic Golden Globes acceptance speech hoodie.
It is a nice hoodie.
And it seems he accepted the award from her apartment. The fireplace decor is the same as this Instagram Keeley previously posted. The two met in 2014 on the set of the film Horrible Bosses 2.
Jesus.
Our source says the new couple is having fun and seeing where things go.
Given second chance.
As for Olivia, she's very happy with Harry and just glad to see Jason in a good place.
Find a place to feel good.
And Chris Harrison is moving towards a healing place. We're with the man who's providing counseling for the embattled Bachelor host.
I am committed to that work, seeking counsel in the community that you hurt.
Is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021?
You have to get educated first to understand what he said was wrong. And people know people and, you know, we ended up getting connected.
Dr. Michael Eric Dyson wrote the book Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America, and has counseled with countless celebs.
Can you give me the exact steps that you and Chris took together?
We've had tremendous conversations about race and culture and politics. He's self-critical, he's introspective, and he's not doing it for a job, he's doing it for his journey.
Dr. Dyson talks to me about counsel, not cancel.
Cancel culture is a cancer. If you make a mistake and you say you want to do better, you gotta be given a ledge on which to stand to move forward.
He apologized. I accept the apology. Like, let's move forward.
His apology is his apology, but it felt like it got nothing more than a surface response on any of this.
It starts at the surface, then it seeps down. Look at the influence he can have across the board by talking to white people who may be insensitive or unaware, and he can make the difference.
I plan to be back, and I want to be back.
The Bachelorette season is slated to start shooting later this month. Will Chris return to work?
I certainly hope so. There's no good reason for him not to return. Hey, he messed up. He acknowledged he messed up. He's now standing up, and he's bringing that much more consciousness to bear, and it can have a better effect for all of us.
All right, let's turn to movies. Mm-hmm. You know, theaters in New York have been cleared to reopen at a limited capacity. That's a big, big deal for moviegoers. And Christopher Nolan's Tenet is finally going to be on the big screen at 5 different New York locations.
This is exactly what he wants. He wants everybody to see this movie on the big screen.
100%.
Absolutely. All right, well, also today, coming to America, started streaming with a lot of familiar faces.
And a couple of new ones.
Yes, indeed, like Wesley Snipes, who was this close to being in the first one.
I think you told me that you tried out for the first Coming to America. Am I wrong?
That's,
I'm not wrong.
That's facts. It was me, Eric LaSalle, and Mario Van Peebles. And Eric LaSalle won the role. I pretty much hated him ever since.
Take care of this for me, will you?
Actually, me, Eric LaSalle, are very good friends.
General Izzy would love nothing more than to take over Zamunda.
Raise it higher!
Wesley had to wait 33 years for a role in Coming to America. So how'd he get the part?
Dolomite was my audition for this role.
Jibber jammer.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Thank you, sir.
And no one is more excited than Eddie for this sequel, streaming now on Prime Video. Maybe because it's kept him distracted from another big event in his life.
Okay, so Eddie, I gotta ask you, because you know you have a milestone birthday coming up in April. 60. Yeah. Listen, what can we expect from 60 to 70?
Hey, he got a Coming to America 3 in his head.
You know what?
Are you really? I said though,
there's a part 3, but it doesn't happen for 16 years. I have to be 75. What's in the immediate future? I want to do stand-up again.
I had some ice cream. I had some ice cream.
The plan was to do Dolomite, to do Saturday Night Live, to do Coming to America, then do stand-up, and then COVID hit, so we had to, you know, put that on hold.
Y'all take it easy. Bye-bye.
Still ahead, check out this wild New York apartment. You won't believe who decorated this place and how much they want to sell it for. Then,
we're about to do our first take of the day.
Our 911 set takeover with Oliver Stark spilling secrets about his co-stars.
Who shall I give the dirt on?
Plus, roll call, John Travolta's daughter lands her first starring role, our E.T. Vault flashback to when we first met Ella.
I like the lines and stuff.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our E.T. podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
If you think Jimmy Fallon's comedy is wild, check out his 5,000-square-foot New York apartment now up for sale. It's actually 4 apartments that he turned into one, with 6 bedrooms, 5 baths, and a stunning view. The highlight has to be this saloon, complete with a wet bar worthy of a Western. There's also a kid's playroom hidden behind a secret door. The price tag, $15 million. All right, from Jimmy's selling point to 911 fans hitting the breaking point.
That's the name of the winter finale episode that airs on Monday, and Oliver Stark answered our call for a look behind the scenes of the hit Fox series.
My name is Oliver Stark, and I'm coming at you from the set of season 4 of 911.
Just a crash course, and here is Aisha, who is always on the phone.
I want to say this might be scripts. The moment. To say, oh yeah, reading scripts. Reading scripts.
They're judging me.
I'm hiding out in the back of an ambulance.
Aisha Hines is doing the same thing. Through here is the cockpit.
This red button here is the ejector seat. Don't ever hit that.
And here we are, making 911.
Tell me something about one of your co-stars that we would never expect.
Oh, wow. Who shall I give the dirt on?
H.
45.
Yeah, right.
Pete's in his 50s. He went to the gym once. And when I tell you he was moving this weight that I could not even start to move, and he was just repping it out. So that man is like a tank.
I saw a video of you flipping a 500-plus-pound tire.
When the guys dropped it off to me, I could not lift it, which was quite embarrassing. But I've worked up now, and I can kind of fling that thing around. But it certainly plays into the show, you know? Like, there are often times where myself and Ryan will have to bend down and pick somebody up on a backboard and put them onto the gurney. So I think it's necessary. Otherwise, I'd be tapping out after a few takes.
911 will be back with more new episodes, starting with their spring premiere April 19th on Fox. Now, get ready to rock the block.
The show's gonna give me a heart attack.
HGTV's Home Reno Showdown, our exclusive with designing duo and real-life couple Nate Berkus and Jeremiah Brent.
Why did you not order me dinner last night?
That's not a real question.
Then,
bring on the heat!
Disney's new movie with a message. We're with the voices behind Raya and the Last Dragon. Plus, Reggae Jean Page starring in Netflix's most expensive movie ever. The A-list actors joining him.
That's a treat for everyone.
Welcome back to ET. Big Hollywood casting news to talk about. John Travolta's 20-year-old daughter Ella's got a new gig, and it kicks off tonight's ET Roll Call.
Ella's first starring role is a modern-day reimagining of Alice in Wonderland. She'll be backpacking through Europe to fulfill her mother's last wish in Get Lost. Most recently, we saw Ella with her dad in a Super Bowl commercial.
Dad, it's the red one.
I know.
The other red one.
I know.
Feeling good.
She also starred opposite John in 2019's The Poison Rose.
You're one beautiful girl.
But we were on set with Ella for her very first acting job, John's 2009 movie, Old Dogs. Ella was just 7 years old and hanging out with dad and mom, the late Kelly Preston.
Tell me, what's your favorite thing about acting?
Kind of everything.
You like rehearsing?
Yeah.
And dialogue. I think Ella loves dialogue.
That likes the lines.
And what do we like? How about Reggae Jean Page, Chris Evans, and Ryan Gosling all starring in the most expensive project ever in Netflix history?
Great to kind of have a jaw-dropping moment.
The Bridgerton star joins Chris and Ryan in the over $200 million CIA espionage thriller, The Gray Man. It's the first film in a new James Bond-like franchise and is helmed by Chris's Avengers directors, the Russo brothers.
Certainly with The Gray Man, we're going to be exploring a genre, the spy genre, and we're doing it with some actors that we incredibly admire.
And finally, Tom Hanks is bringing Pinocchio to life.
I'm a real boy!
Tom's set to play Geppetto in Disney Plus's live-action version of the classic tale. Joseph Gordon-Levitt takes on the role of Jiminy Cricket, and Cynthia Erivo is the Blue Fairy in the family film that starts production this month.
Now on to another Disney movie, from Star Wars star to princess, Kelly Marie Tran's using her voice to bring awareness in Raya and the Last Dragon.
You and the dragon are coming with me. My sword here says we're not.
Talk to me about being part of the first Disney princess film of the 2020s and the first Southeast Asian warrior princess.
It carries a lot of weight.
You're still connected to the gem's magic, and that means you can still use it to save the world.
There's also this concept of bringing everyone together. How relevant is that, especially with all the awful news of what's going on specifically in the Asian community?
We're living in a world that is unmistakably broken. It feels like, hopefully, a moment where the Asian community can come together and experience some joy.
32-year-old Kelly was the victim of online racist bullying in 2018 that forced her to delete all her social media. She believes Raya has a message we all need right now.
You know, we live in a world that's constantly teaching us to be afraid of the things that make us different. And here is this movie that is celebrating all of those things.
We're not going to fight them. We're going to share a meal with them.
Daniel Day-Kim, Gemma Chan, and Awkwafina also star in the Disney Plus film streaming today. Awkwafina's the voice of the dragon.
The level of action in this movie is pretty tight.
Bring on the heat!
Well, now to HGTV favorites Nate Berkus and Jeremiah Brent. They're joining season two of the competition show Rock the Block. But first, Nate and Jeremiah are showing their true couple colors only to ET.
We're interviewing each other for ET. Why did you not order me dinner last night?
That's not a real question.
I'm a control freak. Newsflash. All right. What's one thing about me that people would be surprised to learn?
Oh, how much time do you have?
That's a bad question.
That he's a nice guy? No. I think people would be surprised to know how funny Nate is. We laugh so much.
We're really talented and humble.
When this design duo isn't rescuing homeowners from renovation nightmares.
Is that silly?
That was
people do?
They're dads to almost six-year-old Poppy and almost three-year-old Oscar.
Okay, which parent do your kids go to sneak them candy?
Well, that about concludes our time with entertainment tonight. Thank you guys for joining us.
It's so bad in our house that when he says yes to them, they come to double check with me before they do it.
They're they
Dad said yes about this, but
I just
want
to make sure that it's actually okay and they've got like a gummy bear stuck to every finger.
Oh my God. It's our brick.
What the heck?
What is that?
On Monday, Nate and Jeremiah are facing off with three of the top design teams in the country for season two of HGTV's Rock the Block. Each pair has $225,000 and 100 days to transform these identical suburban digs into dream homes. The winners get their names on a street sign.
Let me guess, you're using cream and brown.
Ooh, she's shady today!
What's the best and worst part of being part of a competition show?
The best part, I would say, was we really pushed ourselves outside of our comfort zone. The worst part of doing a competition is that you're doing a competition. It turns out I'm not built for it. I wouldn't do it again.
The show's gonna give me a heart attack.
You cried, like, you really, a few times you like really, you got really upset.
You drove me to tears.
Spoken like a good old married couple. Now, Jeremiah also told us his dream clients would be the Obamas. Rock the Block Season 2 premieres Monday on HGTV. All right, coming up, aw shoot, a Pussycat Dolls surprise announcement.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Falling for Las Vegas.
Now, Eagle Eye viewers may have noticed something out of the ordinary about Jessica Sutta's new video, but I'm not gonna spoil it.
Me neither. Only we have the Pussycat Doll herself making a big, huge announcement to our Deidre Bayar.
Take care, everybody.
Night.
Why don't you just go ahead and share with ET what your news is, Miss Jessica?
Well, guys, I'm having a baby. Yeah!
To see. Pussycat Dolls founder Robin Anton directed this video reveal. Jessica and her musician husband, baby boy MJ, is due in May.
I can already tell that he's a drummer like his daddy because he's like, and we had so much fun. We were laughing the whole time. It was a mission to get the corset on, but we did it.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.